Good morning. I'm here to discuss the closeout. The closeout of our Sussex County Airport 1028 project. It's known as Phase 4, which is the final construction of the new runway and the paving. The general contractor was Dixie Consultants, and we issued a notice to proceed to Dixie in August of 2007. Based upon the notice to proceed and the contract requirements, it was anticipated that Dixie would be putting down pavement on the runway in October of 2008. Dixie made use of a well-known local contractor. Tilcon Incorporated was the paving subcontractor. And one of the requirements of the project was that the contractor, had to put down a test strip of pavement before he could commence with the full paving of the runway. Once the test strip was down, we would test it to make sure it was the appropriate mix design and ability to be compacted properly. Well, normally in a project of this nature, you would see one or two test strips put down before the contractor could proceed. In this case, Tilcon put down seven test strips, and unfortunately, none of those test strips passed muster. By the time they got to the seventh test strip, the weather conditions had changed, and the temperature requirements of the contractor did not permit further pavement in the fall of 2008. So we actually had to issue a stop work order to Dixie at that time. So fast forward to May of 2009, the contract was restarted at that point. But in the interim, Tilcon had basically gone into bankruptcy, and the company had been bought out by a larger paving contractor known as American Infrastructure. So basically, we had to start the process with the test strip again. American Infrastructure came in, did the right thing. Again, they're working for Dixie. They're not who we actually have the contract with. But it wasn't until August of 2009 that all the pavement had been put down and we were able to open up the runway. Now, the good news is the final product's very good. We're very pleased with the quality of the pavement, and the runway itself is the product that we were looking for. Unfortunately, we had that very rocky road to get to the final product. We have a couple things that we need to do today. For Dixie Construction, who we actually have the contract with, they ran over on the contract time. So I have a balancing change order, and it's going to be in a credit to the county of $185,462. And in that credit, approximately $133,000 are known as liquidated damages, which are the cost purported to reimburse the county for the cost overrun. And there are also some other minor penalties included in that $133,000 figure. We also have a legitimate time extension of 31 days to Dixie, and that was based upon the weather that fall and winter. It's legitimate. And we also must approve the release of the retainage back to Dixie, and we have approximately $200,000 that would go back to Dixie. And then finally, for Delta Airport Consultants, who was our construction administrator and performed inspection duties, we have a final contract amendment of $39,995. So I have one motion which will close out our business with Dixie, and then I have a second motion which would grant Delta a contract amendment, again, resulting from the time overrun of the extra work they had to deal with working with Dixie and switching to paving subcontractors. Okay? No questions? Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the aviation consultants, Delta Airport Consultants Incorporated, and the County Engineering Department, that the following contract actions for Sussex County Project Number 05-02, Rehabilitate Crosswind Runway 1028 Phase 4 with Dixie Construction Incorporated occur. 1, final acceptance be granted effective October 7, 2010. 2, any held contract retainage be released to the contractor. 3, the final balancing change order be approved in the credit amount of $185,462.24, which decreases the final contract total to $4,039,527.66, and 4, the contract time is increased by 31 days to provide a new contract total of 301 calendar days, and all of the above is subject to the approval of DLDOT and or the Federal Aviation Administration.
Motion, please.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion, questions?
One question, Mr. Rizzo. Yeah. The credit of 185,462.
Correct.
Is that, how much of that is actually county money?
The liquidated damage, I mean, it's all county money in a sense, because in balancing the quantities, approximately $50,000 of credit it was received by the county for reduced quantities. In other words, when you look at whether it's hot mix or moving dirt or putting conduit in the ground, our quantities were lower than the bid estimate. So we saved $50,000 there. But then we also have another $133,000, which is the liquidated damages, which is charged to Dixie for going over the contract time.
Right, so the 185,462 then is a decrease in the county spending?
That's correct.
There's none of that's FAA money. They get anything credit?
Well, we in this project, we're receiving approximately 95% federal funding, so... Yeah, in effect, you know, the federal government.
95% of this lowers their number.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
The second action will increase.
I think we need to take a
vote. Oh, sorry.
Vote
got
on
ahead
that
of myself.
One. If there's no more discussion, we'll take a vote on the Dixie construction portion of Mr. Izzo's presentation. Ms. Deaver?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The second portion, as I mentioned, due to the increased time and work effort associated with the switching of paving contractors, we have a contract increase with Delta Airport Consultants of $39,995, and I have a motion I can read.
Please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approves amendment number 24 to the engineering agreement between Sussex County and Delta Airport Consultants Incorporated to rehabilitate crosswind runway 1028 for the Sussex County Airport, which increases the original contract amount by $39,995, again pending approval from DLDOT and or the FAA.
Motion, please.
Got it.
Second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Again, what was the reason for the extra $39,000?
Because, in effect, the contract was expected to end in fall of 2008. Uh-huh. We had to shut down and then restart in May. So basically, we had Delta performing work for the extra days when Dixie was on site. Mm-hmm. But also dealing with the situation is you had one paving contractor in. They did all the testing on these 7 test strips. They looked at the mix designs. Tilcon then went into bankruptcy, and you had to start the procedure all over again with a new paving contractor.
Right. Just as an aside, I'm sorry, Mr. Vincent.
I understand their additional time, but that's due to the changing of contractors on the paving.
That.
Basically.
But, yeah.
Right.
I mean, in effect, Tilcon could have came back in May had they still been liquid.
I guess my question is, why shouldn't this be an obligation of the, is it Dixie?
Right. Well, that's what
Dixie's who paid Tilcon, right?
That's what the liquidated damages are meant to offset. You know, any additional cost incurred by Sussex County, whether it's going to Delta or paying Bob Jones to be out there working on the project, my time associated with it. So the liquidated damages are sort of inclusive and meant to be a penalty against the contractor, again, to offset our cost.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so actually, then in the end, the liquidated damages are where we're getting the credit. It's not going to be $134,000. In the end, it's going to be $100,000.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Tilcon didn't restructure and come back just as a different name. This was a whole new company.
They were bought out. Okay. I don't know if Bob Jones is familiar. Bob actually worked for Tilcon.
It's all your fault.
It was a corporate takeover, basically. Okay. It went up for sale, and American Infrastructure bought certain portions.
Okay.
American Infrastructure, very large company.
Okay. We have had contractors sometimes fold up.
No, this is different.
And come back really just under a different name. Okay, good. Any other questions from council? We'll take the vote, if not, on the Delta Airport Consultant motion. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Izzo. Mr. Ashman?
Drawings. With one house.
Mm-hmm. Next, next. Next room to the right, that's not in.
They named that for July last year, didn't they?
Yeah, muddy neck.
Good morning. I'm here this morning to request permission from Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District to include a parcel on Muddy Neck Road owned by Mr. Charles Vector. The parcel is contiguous to the existing sewer district boundary, and the parcel requesting annexation contains a single-family home with report of a failing septic system. The engineering department has received a letter from Mr. Rector requesting the parcel be annexed into South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District, and the expansion will consist of a single parcel consisting of approximately 1.06 acres, more or less. The parcel will be responsible for system connection charges of $4,515 per EDU based on current rates. And a tentative date of November 30th, 2010 at 11 a.m. is set for the public hearing.
Council have any questions for Mr. Ashman?
None of the other parcels, I mean, was there an attempt to notify anybody else, I guess?
There's only two small parcels to the north, sort of east of that. Those are actually scheduled to go into Bethany Beach as well as the big parcel that surrounds it.
In the back there?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Could you read your motion, Mr. Ashman?
Yes. Be it moved that Sussex County Council... that the Sussex County Council permits the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include parcel 134-17-11.01 as presented on October 26, 2010.
I entertain that motion, please.
I'll make a motion.
Second, please. A motion and a second to approve the request to prepare and post notice for the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District Rector Annexation. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carry.
Thank you,
John. Mr. Davis?
Thank you. Neighborhood now. 24.
I got one. They're coming after you.
24. Yeah, they're just doing everything to you.
Are you on the sewer?
Yeah.
You're on it right now.
Thanks, sir.
Good. For years, I was the only one.
Good morning.
Morning.
I kept legislating the sewer.
The engineering department is requesting permission to prepare and post public hearing notices to consider an annexation of three parcels of land to the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The area is located along the south side of Route 24, immediately west of the Delaware Eye Institute, and the BB Medical Center is slightly west of the area. And if you'll go with me to the map at the front, I'll give you some landmarks. The area that we're considering for annexation is shown in yellow. We have Coastal Highway, Delaware Route 1,
Route 24, Maplewood, McDonald's, and the Rehoboth Mall, BB Medical Center. The area to be added is shown crosshatched on the map at the front and your handout. It is approximately 5.94 acres and will include a portion of a future service road. The area is contiguous to the existing sewer district boundary, and the area is in Mr. Cole's councilmatic district. The Sussex County Council approved a conditional use on January 16, 2007, and has granted time extensions. The Artisans Bank annexation, which is this parcel immediately to the west, was approved for annexation on March 23, 2010, and that was the phase one annexation for the parcel. The proposal is in harmony with present and future sewer planning for the area, and there is adequate sewer capacity for the proposal. The proposed date and time for the public hearing is November 30th, 2010 at 11:15 a.m. in County Council Chambers. Any questions?
Read the motion, please.
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include three parcels of land and a portion of a future service road as presented on October 26, 2010.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the request to prepare and post notices as read by Mr. Davis. Any discussion? Ms. Diva?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Ms. Webb?
Thank you. First grant today, Town of Ellendale.
And they're looking for how much?
They're saying they want help with their attorney fees that they have spent for the water system, and they have spent $10,000 in attorney fees.
Attorney fees? What are they doing installing work?
They did that job when you ever did.
I think I could spare $1,000.
Okay.
$1,000.
Wow.
How much would you like to give them, Ms. Deaver?
$1,000.
Second.
Motion and a second to give $1,000 to Town Ellendale from Ms. Deaver's account.
From the slush one.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Mason Dixon Woodworkers Club.
I normally give them around
$100 piece, each one.
$500 Mr. Wilson contributed last year at Christmas time.
That was nice. So the two of you, what, $250 each?
I'm giving.
It goes all districts. They go in whole.
They
county.
Do go all over the county, Mr. Cole. Those little.
What's it say? Figure
they make the toys, Delmar? Which the toys benefit youth all over the county.
Down on
they're
the
in Delmar, but.
I think we gave them all. I think we all gave them $100 piece last year.
What did they do last? Just tell us what we did
gave
last
$100
year.
$100 piece last year.
We'll find out here in a second.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Wilson gave them $500.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I?
See, what,
I
Sam,
must have been out of town. I'll give him $500 for my account.
I apologize.
There you go.
It was $100 a piece. I'm sorry.
It's too much
I
cake.
Man, I would be right, but I'm rich. I'm wrong.
Okay, we have a motion.
Right, Mr. Wilson.
But more importantly.
Let's go back to that holiday. That holiday calendar. We want to mark this day down. Celebrate.
Motion
Sam was right today.
Mr. Wilson's
motion
right.
Motion from Mr. Wilson to
thank
give $100
you.
Each. Second from Mr. Vincent. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Sussex Central football boosters.
There you go. Sam, what are you going to give that?
I'm good for $250. It's in my district as well.
Okay. And I give $250.
$500 from the pair.
And a second from Mr. Wilson and Mr. Vincent. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And the Millsboro Housing for Progress.
I believe that's my district, and I would like to give $500.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
Any discussion? Take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Any introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
There are none.
And we have no additional business before brought to council before the public, from the public. Anything from the council? I will entertain a motion to recess to executive session for the pending and potential litigation issue. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, did you want to speak, ma'am?
Anybody want to speak? Yes. Sorry.
He did. May Mr.
Need a motion to come back in
Mr.
session.
Need a motion to come back in session.
Second from Mr. Just Wilson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. And Mr. Guy, could you get them to sign that just for protocol's sake, please?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry we weren't able to make you aware of the process. We normally ask people to sign in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I looked for it when I came in, and
we didn't see it.
It's all his fault.
Oh,
that's
guys.
Okay.
That's guys. That's really guys. That's guys responsibility.
I guess we'll put that in the personnel record, Mr. Baker. He's cute. We'll forgive him this time.
Oh, okay. Might do a press release.
But you're here by 10 o'clock. God, get that out there.
Well, good morning. This is Bonnie Williams. I'm Linda Peters. We're from the Western Sussex Farmers Market, and thank you for seeing us this morning. But we wanted to take a couple minutes just to thank you for your support of our market this year. It was a new market located in the Seaford area, a place where we really felt there was a need for the market. And we particularly want to thank our own councilman, Mike Vincent, and Council President Vance Phillips. Our vision for the market was a family-friendly, community gathering place for consumers to be able to purchase the freshest local food available, a place where educational and fun activities would bring us all together. And we had a very successful year. We've achieved this goal. We had over 100% increase in sales by our vendors. So we were really quite pleased. And there were many factors that contribute to the success of the market. In part, the market was successful because the local farmers and value-added businesses saw that our vision was valid and joined us. But the real response from the community, which was what made it a success, and we have had that response where people came out and participated in the market and purchased from the market, really has reinforced our commitment to the market. And it's a confirmation that we really needed in Western Sussex County a place like that. We used your financial support very carefully within the community with local businesses. And we hope that as we move forward with our market and expand it, that we can count on your continued support. And we'd like to invite you that our first day of next year's market is June 25th. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
I'd be more than happy to support you.
And we were glad to see you there. Got a lot of us.
Well, he's not growing anything and bringing it there to sell, is he?
And he's cute, too.
Oh, my goodness. Great.
He's not growing anything. That's
that note,
sure.
I will definitely entertain a motion going to.
So moved.
Please come.
For the purpose of potential impending litigation, and a
I'll
second, please.
Letter.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.